Unpeeling the onion. To cook an onion, you can cut it in half, mince it, throw it in some hot butter and cook it quickly, or you can slowly caramelize it. Sometimes that outer layer of the onion is green, right? And it seems to be bitter, so I peel that off. I love a good onion cooked different ways. I was thinking just now about the onion as unpeeling our own personality and mind and thoughts and experiences as I was checking out at the grocery store and looking at the magazine rack. I was looking at the Tricycle magazine, which is the Zen magazine, and there's several others there on yoga and Zen and Buddhism. And thinking of this little section called Beginner's Mind, and it talked about karma. But in thinking this and reflecting on myself, how something can hit you, either that you are judging yourself with, and you like become overwhelmed with it, right? You're like, wow, that was something really hard to hear, or wow, that's really interesting. Or I'm totally confused about maybe how I'm functioning. So I just wanted to record this quick thought about when we're ready, either for ourselves and our self-examination and personal growth, spirituality. Sometimes we can be hit with something we feel like in our own talk and emotion, we feel just immediately a wave of overwhelm, like, wow, I just failed at that, or that's what I've been doing and it's not the best thing. So you kind of sabotage yourself, or maybe you hear something and you feel like, wow, okay, I understand. I get that little thing. Maybe I didn't see how I was acting, or maybe I can do this a little differently, or maybe I was a bit unkind, or oh, I was doing this nicely, or etc. But the thought is, for working with our selves, is if we're not careful, in that onion we'll scar and cut it and really beat ourselves up. Or if we're connect, you know, in our connections with family and friends, say it's a child and parent, you know, quickly, if you push hard on something where they take it really hard, it's not a growing experience. It can really be a harmful arrow to believing what they can do. That's a bit ambiguous, I know, but like, if somebody's in a vulnerable situation, we want to really be sensing that and be supportive, because they can only hear what they can hear in the state they're in. It might be resilient, it might not be so resilient. Just same for us. We might be resilient, or just the last straw, for example, in how we might feel if somebody pushes. So just how we work with each other, and why defaulting to less is more and kindness and maybe a little investigation is a nice way to go to give nurture and care for each other. I remember, you know, those situations stand out in my past when someone did that, and it's really memorable, probably for, I'm sure you can remember one or two or some in your life where you just like, wow, I was feeling vulnerable in this way, and this person didn't push my buttons and just sat back, and I felt like, whoa, supported and re-energized by how they addressed the behavior that some other person might have just started a cycle of getting upset and yelling or whatever, you know, silent treatments, those kind of things. So peel the onion carefully. for oneself and with your friends and loved ones. Of course, it's not easy, and the same idea goes when you're in a tired, vulnerable state. You may not be so supportive of others, so follow up with that. Self-understanding is helpful if there's missteps, but it's a great practice to start. Careful acceptance, little steps of insight. So I think I'm going to follow up with some more of those magazines for some insights there. We've tied together a idea that I've been practicing, a dynamic practice of meditation we're calling meditation in motion. And it's what I've been doing with my dance, and it's coming together as this active practice of mindfulness and then awareness, gratitude, and activity. So, and it's been very helpful. And so this is applying these other disciplines to that is quite interesting and helpful. We'll be talking more about that and sharing some ideas concerning active meditations.